This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Recently, while reviewing a well-known promise in the Bible, I discovered something I had overlooked, and it threw new light on my understanding of the promise. Let me share lessons God used to enlighten me and to keep in mind when thinking about promises found in the Bible. There are hundreds of promises in God's Word. Some are general, others are very specific. Some are qualified, others are not. It is also important to understand the context in which a promise is found. Let me explain using the familiar promise in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God had plans for the people of Judah, and he shared them in a general way. His plan was to prosper them, not to harm them, to give them hope and a future. This is almost like a template for many of God's promises. Note, for example, the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12:2-3. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This promise was repeated to Isaac and Jacob and in various forms throughout the Bible. The greatest manifestation of this promise was about his provision of a Savior to meet our greatest need. He made many specific promises in the Old Testament about Jesus Christ's first coming 2,000 years ago, all of which were fulfilled. Hopefully, this study will give you a greater appreciation for God's promises. And to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.